You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Best Bits of the Week with Morgan.
Part 3.
Listener Q&A.
All right, Abby, I did say these were kind of hard, but I was lying. They're not
okay, good.
Crazy.
I can't take that right now.
No. We're good. Jason is starting us off. How do we like to spend New Year's Eve?
Ooh.
Yeah.
So, well, I usually like to go out and do something fun, like a rooftop, you know, whatever, and you can. Do they have fireworks? No, that's 4th of July. They have fireworks.
No, Nashville has fireworks on
they
New
do.
Year's Eve.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, I'm not being crazy.
No,
because I did that one year. Yes, before COVID.
Yeah, we
obviously
have the biggest fireworks display in the country for New Year's.
Oh my gosh. Okay, thank
Maybe
you.
Maybe it's also for July, but we have something. Biggest fireworks display at some point in the year.
So rooftop bar. Mm-hmm. Yes, I either love doing that or the complete opposite and just staying home and being like with friends. So if I'm back in Wichita, I'll most likely do that. Because all my friends are back home and I'm really close to them and they're all married and stuff. So we all get together and it's really fun. So,
but if you're here, you're going to be a big party animal.
Probably, yeah. Do something fun. But it also gets crazy. So probably not. I don't know if I want to do downtown because it gets wild.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't think I've actually spent New Year's Eve downtown ever.
Oh.
I only went to the New Year's Eve bash with my family one time.
Really?
But we didn't go to like Broadway. We just went to the park to do the concert.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So that's why if you were going to do that, I would definitely just like a rooftop. You have to probably pay a cover and it's probably a lot.
Oh, but yeah.
It's
very
better
expensive
than just being on the streets.
You're like, you don't pay a cover, you're on the street.
I'm just saying, I've done both. I usually do the street because it's cheaper.
The best part is like, I know what you're talking about because like in Broadway, you can celebrate on
the
Broadway.
Street. Yes, on the street
but
of
like,
Broadway.
The way you worded that is like, if you don't buy a cover, you're going to be on the street.
Which is also fun too, but just be prepared to have a lot of people like all over.
That is true. I'm on polar opposite. I think NYE is very overrated and I don't like celebrating it.
Really?
I have been let down so many years. I think I get so amped up for it and like you get a sparkly dress and you get really excited. And then every time I'm like, dang, was that really worth it? Because I don't feel like it was.
I'm going to say if you don't have a New Year's kiss, it's not fun.
Like, that could
that's
be a
when
lot
I get
it.
Let down.
Abby, thank you. Thank you for that.
That's been me like my whole life.
I mean, I'm pretty sure
for
the last several New Year's, I've not had one. So thanks, Abby.
Same.
I'm pretty sure I've taken shots literally when the ring comes in. Cool. There was logic behind why I said that. Oh, yeah.
But it is because you're looking around at everybody else. So
that's fair.
That I've done that.
But I will say, like, it's just very often that you spend so much money and I'm like, I don't know if I do love house parties with people I know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to house parties where I don't know a lot of people. Also not fun. I like if it's a house party of like people I know and it's like a good time and you're just all hanging out. I would love that. But no, everything else is kind of meh to me.
I can see that.
Apparently, it's because I don't kiss anybody.
No.
That's you said it.
No, because I've been there, and that's when it's been my biggest letdown of a New Year's Eve is when I don't have
you just projected onto me? Cool.
Yeah, I did.
And now that's all I'm thinking about. Thank you for that.
Oh, let's get out of this. How do I get out of this? How do I dig my way out of this?
I'm just giving you a hard time. Mm. Do we still hang with Morgan, One, and Hillary?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I miss Hillary a lot because I worked with her, you know, when I first started.
Yeah.
And I miss her so much. I didn't work with Morgan One on the show.
Yeah, we've tried to invite Abby to something. She just doesn't show up.
That is true.
Yeah. So we have, yes, I do hang out with Morgan and Hillary a lot. This is from Karina. They're still some of my really good friends. And Abby has been invited.
I have been invited.
She's not coming. Miss.
Was that Friendsgiving?
Friendsgiving, yeah. We did have that. You were on a hot date.
Yep.
That now everybody knows about.
And I wish I could hang out with them more. But I love running into them at random events. I do run into Hillary a lot. But I need to start making a point to hang out more.
You're always invited, Abby.
Thank you.
Yes. But yeah, that was from Karina. Okay, well, we've got Daniel who wants to know if Lunchbox is a normal, cool guy when he is not on the microphone. I'll let you go first.
Nope. I'm just kidding. That's a hard no. No, I'm just kidding. I think he's funny and I don't even know how to describe him. Like, he just tries to, he doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand him. He does this thing now where he's always like, anytime I do anything or say anything, he goes, noted. Like, he's noting it for like prep.
Oh, he is. You know? If he's saying that, I'm just telling you, he is. And it will come back. 5 months could come back 2 years. That crap has happened to me multiple times. I'm like, where the frick did this come from?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He really is like noting it.
Yeah, he has a great memory, unfortunately, for all of us.
Do you think he's cool? I still can't figure out.
He, for me, is like my older brother. Mm-hmm. And I treat him as such. So like any of our interactions are very sibling-like. Like, if I were to have had a brother, that is how I would have acted with him. We give each other crap all the time, and we also have to take crap from each other. And I also get mad at him. Mm-hmm. Like, there are times when he is too much for me, and I will tell him. I'm like, I've had enough today. Like, sometimes he'll come up to me asking, I'm like, not today. Not today.
And he doesn't get offended.
No, he just walks away. He's like, yeah. Okay, yep, not going to touch that. So it's... Yeah. He is as loud and obnoxious as you would think he is. And he is who he is on the microphone. I mean, that's not indifferent. But he's also not a horrible person. He just has very strong opinions about everything.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not a jerk about him in real life.
Yeah.
Like, he feels that way. But he won't, like, you know, kill you over the head with it.
Yeah. And he doesn't, like, come out to me, like, if I'm sitting at my desk, he's not like, yeah, you're terrible at singing. Like, he really only does that on the mic, and then he just kind of, we don't even talk about it. It's not like I go up to him and I'm like, so did you like that? Or, you know, ask him for...
He does save insults for the air.
Yeah.
I have noticed.
He does.
And he does mean them. He just saves them to be public.
Yeah. He's been weird, like, very nice, and I don't know what's happening.
Oh, something's coming.
Yeah, something that's...
Yep.
When he's nice, you know something is on the way.
Yeah.
He's like, how are you doing today, Abby? I'm like, what? I'm like, he's like, I'm literally just saying hi. I'm like, no, something is up. And he's like, noted. I'm like, what?
Yes.
It's so weird.
So all that to say, he is the same person you hear on air. And we just, I mean, for me particularly, I treat him like a brother. What he does, how he does, he's obnoxious. I still love him. He's still great to me. But... He's also a turd sometimes about other things.
Well, people are always like, why don't you defend yourself like on air or whatever? And I'm like, because I had an older brother growing up. And so I learned like my parents are always like, just ignore him because he wants to make you mad and he wants you to react. And then he loves it.
Oh, yeah. So I had to learn. I will tell you what the response is when you do that, because I have not on air. But like we've gotten into it outside of, again, this like sibling back and forth. And when he just keeps coming at me, I'm really patient until you keep throwing something at me like 10 times over the same thing. I will get to a point where I'm like, I am going to punch you in the face. And he's seen that before and he loves it. I mean, like, he'll just keep coming at you. Mm-hmm. So it is right to ignore it, but it's also fun to defeat him. So
it is, yeah. But I'm just like, I can't win against him because he just has never runs out of things to say. Like, he will just always have another angle.
You know, and that like, is a good thing. Like, he has witty comebacks. I'll give him that.
Yes.
I will give him that.
Oh, he is never at a loss for words. I wish he could give some of that to me because sometimes I'm like, ugh.
Yes.
Especially during karaoke. He's like the king of that.
All right. We're still holding on
I'm
to karaoke.
I'm still. Yes. You are.
Okay. We got to let that one go.
During in the new year. That's my resolution. Let it go.
Now you have like six. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We have some more questions coming up.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, listener Lauren wants to know if we've ever had any run-ins in Wichita together.
Well, you usually stay on your side.
We're back to sides.
I know, sorry.
Abby and I have two different college teams. Uh-huh. We're on two different sides in Wichita.
Do you come to the
enemies?
We are.
Yeah, I do come to the East. Sometimes for restaurants, sometimes to see things over there. There was for a long time more stuff on the East side. Wichita on the West side has gotten a lot more things, especially downtown too.
Really?
That's kind of like the middle ground.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, I stay over there more now, but it used to be that we'd go out to East a lot. But you never came to our side. I know how you feel. It's not bougie enough.
It's not. I'm just kidding. every time. Like, yeah. I just want to go back to my side, please. No, I'm kidding.
That is true. But we did have a really funny thing happen.
Yes.
The other day. So I get a text from my mom. And she's like, she's getting her hair done at the hair salon. And she's like, I am in Dawn's chair. That's a girl who does her hair. Getting my hair done. And Abby's mom is in Jenny's chair. It's another girl at the salon. And Jenny introduced us. Jenny told me she also used to have Francie do her hair, Small World.
Oh my gosh. Because I had Francie do my hair when I was a kid.
Yep. And mine too.
Like, what?
So Abby and I had the same hairstylist our entire lives. And our moms still go to the same hair salon. Different stylists now because the one that we had retired.
Uh-huh.
And so the ones that are in there now are the ones that do their hair.
What are the odds of that?
So wild. And all of this time later too, like, I had messaged Abby, like, sent her a screenshot. I was like, how do we never, like, run into each other? And to her point, she was like, we probably had, we just didn't know each other.
Yeah, you were probably like walking out. You held the door for me after your appointment. I'm walking in.
I really appreciate that. Yeah. You assumed that I had held the door.
I think this probably was a moment in the past. Yeah. Like, I don't know how we couldn't have it, but what are the odds this one salon?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did they
both? There's a lot in Wichita.
Yes. How'd they both know Francie?
I don't know.
Because she's the one that was like the owner of it. And then I think she sold it to Jenny and Dawn.
Yeah.
Which, oh my gosh. Like, did you get your hair done there, like, for homecoming and stuff?
Oh, yeah. They did, like, my hair for both my older sister's weddings. They did all my updos for prom when updos were a thing. And then, yeah, I mean, I even still went to them when I was in college. Like, I'd go back home and get my hair done.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe that. You don't go there now, do you?
No. Yeah. Now I go here.
When you go home?
Yeah, like, once a year.
You get your touch-up. Can you imagine?
I've had roots by my ears.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's too wild to me. I couldn't believe it. I was like, are you kidding me?
Wichita is a small world. So no, we never had any run-ins, us personally. Even we go home and visit, like, we're in, like, totally different areas of town.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, Abby doesn't think my area of town is good enough for her. So we really don't have any run-ins.
But I do like one restaurant on your side.
Which one?
It's called Barnard's.
Barnard's? Is that the big barn?
It used to be, but then it moved. Now it's closer to Mays.
Oh, but it's not in a barn anymore.
No. They sold that. Now it's a car wash. So that makes me sad. But it was a barn, and they have, like, the best roast beef sandwiches, and I know you don't, so you probably don't go there that much.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever eaten there.
It's so good. So
but
when
I do remember the barn.
You do? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's all I got, though.
I'll be going there at Christmas, so I'll be on your side. I'll let you know.
On Christmas?
I mean, when I'm home.
You going to go get a roast beef sandwich on Christmas?
Oh. Well.
You wild.
They're going to be close. I meant when I'm home for Christmas, I'm going to make my way over to your side.
Okay. Well, maybe we can meet up at the barn. Yards.
It's spelled like Barnards. Barnards. It's a weird spelling. But
it is.
Kind of like barnyards.
Barnyards. There's that country accent.
Here it goes. That roasty sandwich. Barnards.
Where are some places that you'd love to visit that you've never been before from Candace?
Oh, I thought you were saying... And in Kansas.
Not in Kansas.
Oh, okay. Are you saying here?
Where? Anywhere. What are some places you'd love to visit that you've never gotten to go before?
Oh, sorry about that.
You were really focused on Kansas.
Completely just messed all of that up. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Candace. Thought we were still on Kansas.
Candace. I mean, it can be Kansas if you want to, but her name's Candace.
I don't think there's anything in Kansas. I've been to everything I want to see in Kansas. Let's see.
The Flint Hills are cool. But
okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to go to Times Square again, like back to New York around Christmas. That's what I want to do. See the Christmas tree.
That's a good one.
In Rockefeller Center.
Oh, I want to do that when I'm dating somebody. I want to go with somebody because I feel like that'd be like my, because I love Christmas and I love love.
Yes.
And then for them to combine in like New York City and Christmas would be magical.
That'd be very romantic.
Yeah.
Ooh, I also want to go to the Biltmore.
It's in New York. Is it like, wait.
No, that's Asheville. North Carolina.
The Isn't Biltmore that? Estate?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking of something else.
That would be fun around Christmas, too.
That would be cool.
And Dollywood.
That would be cool at any time. Have you ever been to Dollywood?
There's so many things I want to do now.
I love that you just keep yelling at me. Like you're making a check on your phone and I'm the phone.
Dollywood. I've never been. Have you?
We didn't go to Dollywood specifically, but we did go to Gatlinburg and I loved Gatlinburg.
Okay.
So I do think it'd be cool and I've heard good things about it.
Okay, you go.
I didn't know if any more yelling was
going
to come
down.
Out. It's okay.
I have coffee right now and I'm a little hyped up.
You can yell some more things at me. I was just ready in case they were coming to like receive them.
Grand Canyon. Never been. Because I tried to go one time and we were going through Sedona and there was too much snow. We couldn't make it through. I was so sad because we had our whole vacation planned around going to the Grand Canyon.
That is snowed. A bummer. That's also wild. I don't know that it snows all that often out there.
Yeah, that's why it was not meant to be. I'm kind of bummed.
Dang.
So definitely that.
Okay. The Grand Canyon is really cool. I just visited for the first time this year. Mm-hmm. We went to the North Rim, which is like the hardest to get to and the furthest. Let me tell you, it's so far away from everything. If you do go to one. That's why I think a lot of people go to the South entrance, which is, I think, the most popular one. That or like the Northeast entrance or something. Mm-hmm. But definitely not the North one. But it was worth every moment. Now. You love it. Yeah. It's like a screensaver. Screensaver. Everything out west looks like screensaver, honestly. So.
Oh, yeah. It's like picture perfect.
Yes. That's a good one. I mean, I have a lot. Like, there's a lot of... I want to visit every state, and I want to visit every continent. Those are, like, my goals. I don't know that I'm ever going to accomplish going to every country, but the goals that I hope to accomplish before I die is visiting every state and every continent. Mm-hmm. I'd love to travel abroad. I think I'm just... it's just hard. I don't really like to leave Remy and Hazel all that often, at least not for those long stints. And if I go... foreign, I want to go there for a while, and that's also hard with work.
That is, yeah.
So, like, if I go to Europe, I want to go backpack. I want to see everything while I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I buy a flight back and then go back again?
I know.
Sounds very not financially smart of me.
No, it doesn't.
So, I think I'm kind of waiting on that. Eventually, I'll probably not. So, I'd love to go to Italy. Love to go to Greece. Australia. Mm-hmm. Go scuba diving in the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, my gosh.
Wild things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I only said. Gone. Oh, that's true. I only said stuff in the U.S. Completely
that's
forgot
okay.
that there's, you know, there's the world.
There's a whole world out there, Abby.
New Zealand.
Yeah. Down under.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You didn't even I'm go not... country. You went straight north.
I did. And then I just went back. I don't know.
I think you're delusional. Okay, we'll be right back. We're going to come back. We're going to answer some dating questions for somebody.
Okay.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, this is a three-part question.
What the? Three parts?
Well,
good gosh.
Hey, listen, she's got a lot of questions that she would like to ask. And since she went to the effort of putting three parts in, I think we should ask it.
No, I actually really do like that.
This is from Alyssa. And she's based on these questions, she's clearly also dating right now, too. Ooh. So she wants to ask some dating questions. How do we feel getting ready for dates? Like when we're in the process of getting ready and about to go on a date?
Are you kidding me? I have a white claw in my hand as I am putting on makeup. I get nervous.
You need like, a first date drink.
Oh my, yeah. Just to calm my nerves.
Maybe that's why you talk a lot on the dates, Abby.
Yep. I've learned that.
you put the two together? I did. Together?
I was like, oh, Abby, that's why you're blurting everything out. Because you're feeling loose now. Like, you don't need to be nervous.
Okay, so with this new guy that you're dating, did you have a white claw before the first date?
Yes, I did.
So you learned it, but you just didn't care. Just make sure.
But I was very aware this time.
Yeah.
To make sure I'm not, like, talking too much. I did, like, more, like, listen and ask questions.
Okay.
Because I am good at listening. I do like to listen.
Yeah, you're a great listener.
Yeah. I would rather listen almost than talk about myself. So, yeah, I was
but
just
those
very
white
aware.
Claws, man, they're just making it come out of you.
Yeah. Well, I've gotten a lot better than how I used to be. But, I mean, I still get nervous for...
You know, I did used to also be similar. And I still get butterflies. Like, I'll get a little, excited butterflies. Mm-hmm. Like, is this going to be somebody that's important to me? But somebody said something, and now I don't know where I saw it and where it came from. But now that I've heard it, I can't ever look at dates differently. They said, stop thinking about how they feel about you. How do you feel about them? That's mm-hmm. what matters.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, do they like me? It's, do I like them? And that changed my whole perspective of dating. Instead of it being like, I'm so nervous. I have to be the perfect person, and they got to like me this way, and I got to sit tall and not act in the way that I am. And I'm like, no, I need to go on these dates and be the person that I am, because if I'm trying to be somebody that I'm not, then all it's going to end up in is disaster for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't like them and they don't like me, then it's not supposed to work out.
Mm-hmm.
But if they do, for all the quirks that I have and all the, I mean, literally this first day that I just went on with a guy, I ended up sitting the whole time like cross-legged, and about an hour and a half through the date, he was like, you've been sitting cross-legged the whole time. I was like, yeah, oh, I'm sorry. That's just like natural for me. And he was like, no, I love it. It's great. And I just like, I was so into being myself
mm-hmm.
that I couldn't even like turn it off if I wanted to.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So that quote kind of changed the way I just see things now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also learned to start doing like first dates, coffee dates. I just feel like it's a lot less pressure, and I'm not having a white claw in the afternoon. You know, I'm going to get coffee.
That's fair.
And then you don't have to get all like dressed up. I feel like when you go on an evening date, you feel like if you're going to dinner, you want to get all dressed up and do your hair and everything. And when I was doing first dates, I would go like from work. So I would just have my work outfit on. You know, I wasn't all dressed up, and it was just more casual, and it was a lot less pressure. So,
yeah, that's good. Less pressure is always good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever you can find, that's just like the most casual, chill situation that you're comfortable in, I feel like that like makes for the best
mm-hmm. first date situation.
Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't be nervous. It's really, when you think about it, I was putting so much pressure on a first date. Mm-hmm. It's a 1 hour conversation. And, you know, it's just.
Or for you, 4 hours.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But when I went through the little phase where I was doing only an hour.
Hey, there's no shame from me, okay? Because, like, I have long dates. It's all a matter. There's some dates I've been on, it's in 30 minutes. I'm like, I gotta get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
There's some dates I've been on, it's like 4 or 5 hours because it's a great conversation. I'm having a good time.
Exactly. Why would you? It doesn't make sense. If you're not, why would you leave? You're already both there.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you be like, oh, wait, I gotta cut this off in an hour. We'll meet again next week for another hour at a time.
Yeah.
When you could just do 4, 5, 6 hours.
7. We keep going. Okay. Speaking of that, are we good at keeping conversations going on a date? You know, I don't know if this is a good tip or not, but I have really leaned into, because it helps me in two scenarios. I treat them almost as interviews on the first date, where I am gathering a whole lot of information about this person and not a lot of like deal breakers, but a lot of things that are important for me to know very quickly. Like who they are as a person, how they treat people, how are they treating the server? Just a lot of interactions that happen. And so I treat it as I'm gathering a lot of information. So I'll typically ask a lot of questions, and I turn the tables off of me. But it also allows me to see, are they able to turn the tables back on me? Are they able to see that they're talking about themselves a lot? Are they able to want to be engaged in a conversation that both of us are able to talk in? So I kind of treat it going into it like an interview, and then it turns. But it's not like an interview where I'm like, tell me your mom's maiden name. Where were you born? What hospital? The wrong, like, no. Yes. It's more, it's just like a, it's a very casual interview, but it's an interview nonetheless, because you have to retain a lot of that information, and you have to pay very close attention to what they're saying. First dates really do tell you a lot about somebody.
Mm-hmm. They do, yeah.
So that's kind of how I treat, like, conversations on a first date. And as it goes on, they get more and more casual and sometimes more serious, but that's just kind of how I go into a first date.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, like, with mine, the first date with the guy I was talking to and why, or that I'm dating now, is why it lasted so long is because the conversation was so easy. I think he's really good at conversation, and we're just good at, like, bouncing back at each other. Because I have been on dates and you're just like, it's like pulling teeth trying to get anything out of them, mm-hmm. you know? Or you just feel like you're asking every single question. It's just like, how was work today? And they're just kind of like, well, good, not too bad. What about you? And it's just questions. It's like, no, we need to be, it needs to be more exciting. Like, I'm like, so who's your sports team? Like, who? And they're just like, I don't really care. And I'm like, okay, we're not getting anywhere. You know, it's just.
Yeah, you have to be opinionated about things.
Yes.
It doesn't mean you have to be like a controversial opinion person, but having an opinion about things is a good thing.
Uh-huh.
And
like, show who you are.
Yeah, like, it's good to like things, it's good to dislike things. It mm-hmm. means you're human. So yeah, I don't like the nonchalant.
I know, like, and I feel like that shows you a lot. If mm-hmm. if the conversation's really hard on the first date, like, you gotta think, is it even gonna get, I mean, but they're probably nervous, you're both nervous, so it's not gonna be completely just like perfect,
but it should flow.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just comfortable.
Yes.
I went on a first date with a guy. This is this was funny.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure I talked about food the entire date because he would not talk about anything. Like, oh, I just kept talking about different places I loved in town because he was not offering anything to the conversation. And that was like the one thing we connected on. And so I'm pretty sure this guy thought that all I did was eat. Like, that's how I live my life.
Oh my God.
Because yeah. I mean, I left there. I was like, I'm not going out on a second date. And he left there. And we never talked to each other again.
You didn't.
And it was fine. But like, I just was like, I don't think he realized that that was the only thing he gave me to grasp onto.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's sitting there like, dang, this girl really loves food. And I'm like, oh my God, this guy doesn't talk about anything.
Right, because
so funny.
You want to talk about something you're comfortable with or like your hobbies and stuff, but it's like, okay, we want to go move on to something else now.
Right.
And you've just been stuck on food.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Maybe those are two solid tips. Maybe that, mm-hmm. those help with conversation
yeah.
going on a date or how to treat it.
Right, because I think it is hard. And another thing I want to ask you, like, because I've talked to some, like, I have a guy friend that always helps me, like, dating advice. You know, he always just kind of tells me, because it's good to bounce off of your guy friends, too.
It's not Lunchbox, though, right?
It is not Lunchbox. Absolutely not. No. I think he would give good advice, though. I haven't tested that, though, because I know what he's going to use with the
he's
information.
He is the extreme of the advice, but yes, he does have some good dating advice. Not the stuff that he talks about on air, but yes.
Uh-huh, yeah. So I was asking him, and he was like, oh, you need to be asking, like, deep questions on the first date. Like, you know, where do you see yourself in 10 years? And like, what is the most, I'm not good at examples, but they were not just like easy conversation back and forth. Like, they wanted like very philosophical things.
Mm.
And I was like, I feel like that's a little heavy for the first date. Do you?
Or like, yeah, that's very heavy. Here's how I have seen mine going. I don't know that I follow the pattern every time. But the first date is always casual. What are our generic interests? Where do we line up on things, on just generically life? Like, working out? Do we both like travel? Like, I'm a nerd. Are you a nerd? Like, very generic conversation, surface level topics. Second date is when I see some of that more deep conversation start to happen. You don't necessarily intend for it, though. Like, you don't ever want to pressure a deep conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there is a natural fit for that and you're like, oh, we're talking about this, I'd really love to know, like, how do you feel about kids? But those are like if it's feeling that way. By the third date, though, is when I'm addressing my non-negotiables. Like, they have to love animals. If they don't, there is no point in us continuing this.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we stand on politics? Are we similar or are we not? Where do we stand on having a family? Those things are very important by the third date, because by the third date, you do know a decent amount about this person. And that can realm. It kind of depends on how you go about dating. But I think it falls somewhere between the third and the fifth date. But you don't want to get so deep into something with somebody who is very clearly not ever going to fit a non-negotiable you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. Like, if you're not on the same page with
like,
the family.
So why would I date a guy for a month and find out, oh, we don't vibe in that way? Mm-hmm. That would suck for both of us. We vibe in every other way, but there's a non-negotiable that's there. Why would I stick around for all of that? Why would he? So those are kind of the realms that I follow in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the deep conversation continues on, right? Like, those continue to happen, but I don't feel like they ever happen on the first date.
No. But what you said is, like, it's spot on about just waiting for it to happen. Like, mm-hmm. don't just out of nowhere. I mean, because that'll probably freak them out, you know, just being like, you want kids?
Yeah.
Just stuff like that. Like, just let it free flow.
Yeah. Like, all of those up. I'm talking about are very, like, naturally fitting into the conversation mm-hmm. as we talk about things. But at no point in time on a first date would I ever be like, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah, just.
I do drop hints, though. I have noticed about myself. Like, I'll be like when we talk about travel, I'll be like, oh, yeah, like if I do ever get married, I really want to go to a honeymoon in Africa. Like, I do drop hints of what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not coming out and being like, if you and I get married, which we're going to because, like, I want marriage. Yeah, this is like, where we're going. That's not, it's just like dropping hints to be like, how does he respond? Does he seem like, does it scare him off? Because then he's not into that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a way of doing that on first dates.
Yes. Yeah. Like a subtle, know? Make it just subtle.
But not like come outright because then you crazy.
Right.
Everything is tactical. If you think about men, and this could be the same for guys. I know they have ways that they handle us, right? I don't have another word to use there. But, like, men are very tactical, and so I just use those tactics against them. You know? I dated a lot of guys. I figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. No, I like your little structure there, the first, second, third date. I think that's a good little guideline, kind of.
A little structure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the third part of this is, if it's a Hinge date, when is it okay to go over to their place?
Dang.
I mean, just to, like, hang out, have a date. I mean, I have for second dates. I feel like the first date is never. You're never on a first date. Mm-mm. You need to make sure they're not a psycho or, like, going to kill you. I mean, mm-hmm. genuinely. Like, that, I'm saying that laughing because it's true. You need to make sure they're a normal person. But maybe, I mean, I think it depends how you feel after the first date. If you feel comfortable with them, if you don't feel threatened, if you feel like they're very aware of how you feel and your security and they're making sure you feel safe. Then I think it's kind of just up to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why sometimes I've said, like, second date is fine. But, I mean, tends to happen more often, like, fourth, fifth, I would say.
Yeah, I would say that. I would say whenever you feel comfortable with, but also make it very clear to them, if you do not feel like, if you don't think it's, too, if you think it is too soon to get physical with them, like, I would make that clear. Because a lot of guys think that when you're inviting them over, that something's going to happen. Like, that's happened to me.
That's fair.
You know, and one time one guy called me a tease because I invited him over, but I didn't want to do anything. And I was like, this is literally our third date. Like, I think that is soon to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, I'm not ready to get physical then. But he got mad and he, like, stormed out because I would not. And I was like, I guess I didn't make it clear. You know, I guess he just thought that I was inviting him over, that we were going to hook up. So I would just... That's what I've learned in the past. If you, we can be like, you know, I want to watch a movie, but I just don't feel like getting comfortable. Getting intimate with you, just so you know.
Yeah. No, I think that's a great pro tip. Because I also think it's important that people are able to, whether it's a guy or a girl, respect boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And clearly that man did not care crap about your boundaries.
Not at all.
So you're also learning that about them. Like, can they respect that? Are they okay with it? Do they cause a big deal about it? So it does help in that scenario, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have learned definitely to, like, set boundaries. Mm-hmm. And, like, in the past, I have not been treated that well with guys. You know, they have not treated me with respect. They've talked down to me. And so, like, the current guy I'm dating, I think it was, like, the second date, I was like, look, like, I know what I deserve and I know what I'm worth. And if you cannot do that, if you can't be that for me, this is not going to work. Like, I just said that.
I'm so proud of you.
I know. And I never do that. But I was like, I have to change my ways and let mm-hmm. them know. Because I have never communicated that I deserve respect, and I know I do.
Yeah, you do.
And, like, he took that and was like, okay, then I'm going to give you what you deserve. He wasn't scared of that. And I think the wrong guy is going to be scared of that.
The wrong person is always going to be afraid of your boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
They're always going to be afraid of the things that you have as non-negotiables. The right person is going to work through things with you or going to be willing to work through things.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm learning a lot and trying to be
so
healthier.
You get a golf class.
Thank you. I know. I think last year.
You get two. I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud.
Thanks. So, yeah, don't be scared to voice what you believe in and what you need and your boundaries, because the right person will respect them and follow them.
I love that. That's a good place for us to end on. Look at you, little wise owl.
Look at me. I can finally give good advice that I'm actually doing too.
Hey, that is the life lesson of all. Is that can you take? I can't. Okay. Abby, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell people where they can find you on social media.
On Instagram, I'm Abby Lee Anderson, L-E-I-G-H. And then on Twitter, or is it X now, I guess? What is it?
I don't know.
I'm singing Abby, never letting it go.
There you are. I'm at Webgirl Morgan on all the things and the show, at Bobby Bone Show. We got a lot of fun content from Radiothon up and our driving test that happened, our 12 days of Bobby Bone Show Christmas, just good videos. So go check all those out. Okay.
And Happy New Year. Dang. 2024.
It still feels weird.
It really does.
Like, okay, so go watch all the 2023 content before we all focus on 2024, because it's about to happen. That bell is ringing in just several hours, but it's coming. Okay.
It's going to be our best year yet.
Our best year yet. Yes, it is, Abby. And it's going to be all of y'all's best year yet. Thank you guys like a million times over for an amazing year for 2023 for the show. We love all of you guys. You guys are amazing. We appreciate what you do for us.
I know, and we do.
Just thank you. We couldn't do it without you. Yeah.
Love ya.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend.
Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show.
And follow at Webgirl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.